Jeff Brown's meeting in West Jefferson back up there. And I don't know, I was just in the altar praying, and it come to my mind, you know, all I ever knew, the Bible talks about Father and Son and Holy Spirit and angels and cherubims. And it dawned on me, I guess he just wanted a bigger family. And we ain't stretching nothing. He made us in his image. Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, joint heirs. That's pretty close kin. And I'm not saying, trying to claim we're God's, but we're God's children. Your mind won't grasp that, neither will mine. That's where faith comes in. Oh, I thought of their singing, nothing but the blood. Boy, it's under the blood. You know, I don't even know why I done this. The other day, I jotted this down, not to even tie into a message necessarily, but, I wrote nothing but the blood that was shed on Calvary. I said grace provided the blood. Faith applied the blood. Mercy keeps you under the blood. Redeeming blood, justifying blood, Passover blood, overcoming blood, perpetuation blood, washing blood, peace-making blood, powerful blood, saving blood, hoping blood, resting blood. Boy, you just lay back in it. If you're covered in the blood, you'll make it. Preacher said it won't wash away, that's for sure.
Amen, that's right.
But anyway, I've prayed and prayed and thought about what could I preach. I know one thing, folks, there's one thing we need more than anything else in these days, and that's the touch of God.
Yes, sir.
The power of God.
You're right.
And it's available.
Yes, sir.
We can have it.
Amen.
If you want it. Tonight, I want you to turn to 1 Kings. Now, I'm going to try to preach a little bit on the mantle. Done tore the thing up here. Between, you know, Elijah and Elisha, but I'll start out here and read a verse 2, and then you can be seated and we'll pray. See what the Lord will help us. By the way, I can't, but I've made it a practice for the last. You know, I've always prayed, Lord, let my last days be my best days for many long years. But here some time ago, boy, the devil just gave me a fit. And I thought, boy, I'll just, over there in 1 Samuel 10:6, where it said, you know, you'll prophesy with them. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you and turn you into another man. And I pray that just about every time I go to the pulpit, Lord, I can't, but if you'll turn me into another man, about all I can do is just try to put myself on the platter. Lord, if you'll take me and serve me, I'm willing.
And
so that's what we're doing tonight. Just I'm willing, I'm ready. By the grace of God. But here, let me read verse. In fact, I'll just start off and you can be seated after this. Verse chapter 17. Verse 1 says, Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Father, now Lord, you know and I know, I can't, but you can. Lord, wrap me and clothe me in my calling. God, touch me and give me that unction. Lord, I can't do it without you. Lord, if you'll just turn me into that other man for just a few minutes, God, it'll be a blessing. You can help us. And I plead the blood tonight. Thank you for the blood. Have your perfect way in this service. Lord, give us liberty. That's all I ask. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Of course, I'm sure you're aware don't know anything about Elijah until this verse. He just comes on the scene, and, you know, but I know one thing. We can be assured he wasn't a novice. I don't know where he got it. Don't know how it come about, but somewhere he'd learned to just follow God.
Yeah.
listen to the words of God. And I believe with all my heart, you know, he believed God's word. And the words of, in fact, I believe you could put verse 2 and 3 and 5 in front of the verse 1 if you wanted to. Because verse 3 says, verse 2, he said the word of the Lord came unto him. He knew that voice. And look what it says, get thee hence, turn eastward and hide thyself. And then verse 5 said, he didn't argue, he said he went. And did according to the word of the Lord. Amen. Don't you wish we could all could be that sensitive?
Yes,
just that little voice?
Right. Yes, sir. Amen.
What is it? Exodus 13 talks about, you know, he led them by the way of the wilderness.
Right.
But oh, thank God for that verse said they went up harnessed.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Amen. We're harnessed. Oh, how good it is when you feel that tug.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got the reins.
Yes,
over here.
Yeah.
Over here.
Right.
This way.
Yeah.
We're in a harness. God put us in it. I'm just saying, he knew the strength. I read a verse today, and I don't know where Abe marked it or not, but over there in Exodus, talks about the power and the glory. And boy, I believe with all my heart that Elijah knew what it was to have that power.
Right.
Boy, if you get the power, it won't long, you'll be in the glory. But he knew the strength of that verse, and the mantle of God's power equals glory. I'll put it that way. And God's power. But you know, and mantle, I know it means cloak, but he didn't ask when Elisha asked, and we'll see that later. He wanted a double portion of thy spirit. Not just to get to wear that robe or whatever it was, that cloak. And I know that's what it means, but I'm just saying there's nothing on earth like having the glory and the power of God on your life. And I know we feel so unworthy. I can feel like crawling under a rug sometimes, but it ain't that. It's faith. We are justified. We are made righteous. And if you'll ever get a hold of that, just accept it. Believe it. Enjoy it. Walk in it. Because it's in the book. Oh, my. But you know, a verse that staggers me, when you turn over to James 5, the Bible compares us, you know, just like him. Now, I know I'm not worthy to be in that class, and you're not either in our minds, but oh my, when he says it, in fact, James 5, verse 16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But look at the illustration he uses.
Yes,
Elias was a man subject to like passion as we are. That's Elijah.
Right. Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah.
We think of him way up here.
Amen.
No, he's just down here with the rest of us.
Amen.
But he learned to follow God.
Amen.
In the flesh.
Yes.
He wasn't no super being.
Right.
But it says here, he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit.
Yeah.
Now, he's comparing us to him. So we can get a hold of God. God still answers prayer. There's no doubt about that. But I'm telling you right now, Elijah was a man of like passion as we are.
Yes,
and Elijah comes on the scene in a dark. I was thinking about this, saying we needed the. It was a dark time when he come on the scene. When you drop back up there in chapter 16 and you start reading about verse 29, it says in the 30th and 8th year, you know, and it goes down through here and lists 7 kings. I believe it was. I counted. And then it gets down to verse 33. And look what it says there. Oh, Ahab comes on the scene, says Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. You talk about some dark times. Now, we're in some dark days, but it's been dark before. But God's had a man. That's all he's got to use. He's had somebody to step up. And I tell you right now, he just come on at the right time. God knew that evil in the sight of the Lord, but did more to provoke. But listen, we're living in a day, and I say we live in some dark days spiritually, but we need the mantle of God. And now when I say mantle, I'm talking about the power. Yes, not just something to wrap around us and show. No, no. It's deeper than that. Amen. It's as real. But oh, I believe with all my heart, and I've said this many times, Elijah got a hold of a verse over in, what is it, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 11. And he just believed God. It says there in verse 16, 17. It says, take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heavens, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. I believe Elijah knew that verse. And it got so wicked, and he looks around and he said, God, you said you'd do it. I'm going to believe you. Hands out to Ahab. Ahab, it ain't going to rain. He didn't have to explain nothing. Did it come true? You know it did. But he got a word from God. He had the word of God. We've got it. We've got it. And we'll just live by it and watch it. That's all I know to tell you. God's word will still work. But we need the power of God today, folks. In these days, and you can trust this book. You find it in this book, you can trust it. I just want to point out three or four things here, but I want to be a blessing, but I just jotted down the protection of the mantle. In 1 Kings here, chapter 19, when you can imagine when you read these verses. Verses 11 through 13 there, when it says, and he said, go forth and stand in the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by in a great, now listen, great strong wind rent the mountains. Can you imagine wind blowing as hard as a splitting rocks? I mean, I've seen some hard wind. I've been in a lot of tornadoes. I've worked typhoons, I've worked, we have all time different storms. But then, I've never seen the wind blow hard enough to split rocks and throw, but it did here. It said, rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, the earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, here's the answer. A still, small voice. He knew that voice. And I believe that's when he walked to the front of that cave, as comfortable as you are on these seats. He wrapped his face in that mantle. He wasn't afraid. He wasn't scared. He'd got a word from God. That's to you. Oh, if we ever get, and you'll know it.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. I've never heard it audibly, but I'd have to stick my head in the sand to tell you that I've not followed him sometimes. hopefully many times. I mean, it's just, you look back at it and say, man, that was the Lord that led that way. And he just that still small voice. And even though can you imagine the earthquake and the wind till there's a splitting rocks and the fire and everything. And I guess just as a natural man, and he was, I don't know, but he might have had some fleshly fears there for a little while, but boy, when he heard that little still, small voice, it's okay. He wrapped that mantle and he walked out there just as comfortable. Boy, we can do it. I mean, I said, we, not within ourselves, we can do nothing. But you get that touch of God on you. You ain't much afraid of nothing. If we just get the touch of God, get that mantle. Oh, my. He knew that voice. He wasn't afraid to follow that voice. I tell you right now, verse 13 says he wrapped his face in that mantle. Not only that, but I got in 1 Kings 19, verse 19. I jotted some of these things down. The persuasion of the mantle. You know, there in verse 19, it says, so he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphath, who was plowing with 5 yoke of oxen before him, and with his and he with the 12. And Elijah passed him and cast his mantle upon him. Oh, if you ever have it, if you ever feel it, if you ever get a touch of it, it'll do something. It'll turn you around. I can't explain it, but I believe with all my heart, somehow, God let Elisha see something, feel something, however you want to put it. I mean, he put a desire in his heart. I want that power. I want it. I want it. I want it. By the way, faith's not inherited, but I believe it's catching. You get around a bunch that's really got it. You get around somebody that's really got the touch. If it don't create something in you to want it. I love good preaching. I love it. I love it. But boy, when somebody really got in touch with him, there's something in me saying, I want it. I want it. I want it. That's what happened to Elisha. He got something stirred in him just a touch. When Elijah touched him, he never was the same. He wasn't satisfied. Oh, my. Whatever it takes, I believe he said, I want it. And I believe he proved it. You know, by any means. Oh, my. We just need that because when that mantle touched him, he's never the same, unmistakably. It's all God, folk. We know that. And I used to wouldn't even tell this experience. I don't know if we've ever told it here or not, but they don't tell it much. They used to wouldn't tell it at all. And I remember one time in Brown's Chapel Baptist Church, and I got so hungry. I was just a young preacher. I mean, you know, and I just seemed like I couldn't get it out like I wanted to. And I asked a friend of mine, Brother Bobby Layton, to stay with me after prayer meeting one night. And I wouldn't tell this because I'm afraid somebody else might think, well, God, do me that way. I don't guess he's ever done nobody like he done me. But we stayed. And Bobby said, yeah, I'll stay with you. And I don't know how long we prayed. I could take you that close in the floor. But I was hungry. I know you're supposed to be in control of your spirit. But about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, when I really come to myself, I'm sitting in my house in a straight back chair, the house packed to the walls, the yard full of people. How they knew God, I don't know. I couldn't speak. I was drawn up, and I tried to tell them, don't worry, it's of God. And I wouldn't tell this, but God touched me with a mantle. Woo, it feels good. when he comes on the scene. And I didn't ask for it. I'm just telling you what happened. And oh my, there's people afraid of me. They was. There's one lady. In fact, that preacher stayed with me. His wife. She said, she's scared. She said, I touched him. Said he burned. Said he burnt me. I don't know. I couldn't even speak. It's a yard full of people, 2 or 3 in the morning. My house full, face here, she knows. I didn't ask for that. Oh, my. But Elisha was hungry, and I believe I was just as hungry in a sense. Just to have the touch of God, I knew I was called to preach. I'd go up on the mountain, and man, I could preach like a wild man. And I'd get in church, it's just over in a minute. Of course, one old preacher told me this. This might be a blessing to you. It's a little. He said, boy, let me tell you something. He said, you're going up on the mountain and sucking the sap out of it. Amen. Said, if you'll get a message and just leave it alone till you get in church, you'll have that same unction. That's pretty good wisdom, I guess. He said, you're sucking the sap out of it. Now, I don't know how you do that, but that's what he told me. But I'm just saying. But we got to have that anointing of the Lord. Don't the Bible say there in Luke, tarry until you be endued with power. Oh my, from on high, that's the only place you're going to get it. Have you received, I believe it's in, I don't remember Acts, I think, where it says, have you received the Holy Ghost? You know, that's what Paul asked them. Have you yet received the Holy Ghost? They didn't know what it was, but God has put a special desire in Elisha's heart here to have that special power, the mantle, the glory. And he is willing, by the way, he was willing to give up everything he had. We know that. I believe we can have it today. I really do. If we're willing to be led by the Spirit, just follow him. You know, I've said this many times. You've heard me, I guess. If you'll just follow him, abide in him, he'll do the work. We're so helpless, we can't do it. But what are you going to do when you see it done? I tell you, it's good to see what God's done. Just give him the glory. He wants to share that. Oh, my. But he was willing to give up everything he had. And he got rid of the oxen and all that. And that's a pretty big sacrifice. But I believe it's in, I don't remember, Ezekiel, maybe where it says, set thy heart upon all that I've set before you. If we'll just walk with him every day, he'll do the job. You abide in him. Let him abide in you. Follow that little small voice. And when it happens, say, thank you, Lord. I don't understand it, but Mary didn't understand Lazarus. He's dead. She didn't know what to do. She couldn't believe it. There he is eating with Jesus and a leper had been healed. She went and got the best she had and just poured it all over him. And boy, you can't beat that. Just give him the glory. Pour it all over him. But I'm just saying, you know, you'll never get used to watching God. I've been preaching a long time. I'll be 78 years old here in just a week nearly. And I'm nothing, but I've watched him do some things. And you'll never get used to it because you know you can't. And yet you got to look at it. It's there. It's real. But oh my. But look again there in 2 Kings chapter 2. I just jotted down the power of the mantle. You know, in verse 8, it says, and Elijah took the mantle, wrapped it together. Now this is when they come down to the river. I'm skipping a bunch, but anyhow, and smote the waters, and they divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And that, of course, the next verse there is where he said, and it came to pass when they were gone over, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And I'm just saying that power that Elisha was watching. Can you imagine? I mean, let your mind just, here he just walking with Elijah. And they come up to the river. And it's a river. And Elijah just takes that mantle. I don't know where he even hesitated or not. Can you imagine seeing that? And walking over on dry ground, river, just because a man needed to cross. God wanted him on the other side, and he just dried it up. But Elisha got to run behind him. He got to watch that. Oh, my, folk, it's real. Amen, it's real. But I want it, don't you? I really do. But something else I'll give you in real. There in 2 Kings 2, verse 13, I put the perpetuation of the mantle. In other words, we pass it on. That's what happened here in verse 13. It says, and he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also was smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Now here, but I was trying to think about, remember, and I know there had to be a devil then, just like there is now. And you can't tell me that the devil wasn't saying, Elisha, now you can't deny. You can't deny that you and Elijah went across here a while ago, so to speak. But it won't work for you. Look over there. There's 50 sons of the prophets are looking at you. You really going to be embarrassed when you try it and it don't work? You won't ever get embarrassed of following God. He asked for it. And he got it. I don't know how long he sort of might have hesitated looking at those 50 sons of the prophets, arguing with the devil, maybe, I don't know. But finally, he got up enough faith, and Lord, I'm going to try it. Ha ha! It's dry as it was a while ago. Here he goes. I don't know where he's all in glory. Yes, pray. I don't know. I can't imagine him walking across there right slow, though. But it wasn't Elijah doing it now, he had it. He had it. It worked for him. Wouldn't you like to pass it on to somebody? Oh, my. Lord, help us to pass it on. Just common sense tell you, I may not have too many more years, many more days. Maybe this could be the last message I'll ever preach. But boy, I'd like to know that somebody got hungry enough to say, I want it. I'll pay the price. And it's free. It don't cost you a dime. Money-wise. We need to catch that mail, though. Oh, only place you're going to get it, though, is on your knees from heaven. And, the power of God. And just remember, by the way, let me throw this in while I'm going. I don't know when Elijah got it. God had him ready. But this dawned on me. Elijah had it. But Elisha had to ask for it. Are you hungry? Do you really want it? He had to ask for it. I read the verse to you. If you'll ask, if you see me leave, whatever you ask. And that's what he asked for, is a double portion of that power, the spirit of Elijah. Mm. Oh, my. In fact, maybe I'll just go ahead and tell it all. You've heard me quote Zeb McDerris many a time. He up toward Amy was out of the same home church, old mountain preacher, had about a seventh grade education, if he had that. And I've been in his home, I've stayed all night in his home, been with him many, many times. Boy, he'd always look at Faye and say, come here, little lady. He'd make her sing with him. But Zeb had the power of God. And he had an old schoolhouse they bought, and he started a meeting in it out there on Rims Creek, and Hemp Hill School. And he'd come out every Sunday evening. And one time he preached, sort of along these lines. I don't remember the outline or nothing, but he's preaching on that double portion. And I was as sincere. I don't believe Elisha was any more sincere. And I went to the altar. And if that old building was standing, I could show you. About. I said, Lord, ain't worth it. But if you could see fit, I'd like to have a double portion of Zeb McNash. Why I said that, I just said in my heart. And I don't know that I wouldn't dare say I had the power of God that he's had, but God might have heard a little bit. He just preached around, you know, Western North Carolina, and little maybe in South Carolina, and maybe up in Tennessee a little. We preached every night nearly. But oh my, he had God. But you know, who ever dreamed? It's a dumb old country boy. But I asked for it.
Amen.
And I wasn't playing. I meant it.
Amen.
I've got to go around the world. All around the world and preach the gospel.
Amen.
By the way, I'll be leaving. I got to be in Dubai the 14th of May. You pray about that. Pray God will give us safety and everything will turn out. We've had a door open, didn't ask for, and seemed like God's provided to go, and Robert Jones myself's going. But I've been all over. I've preached in some hard, dangerous situations. I've been preaching they'd come get my passport in Egypt. Kept it 5 hours, don't know why, and they ain't never said nothing. But I was preaching to 72 preachers that's been beaten in prison. I thought, well, I guess I'm next. But I didn't. They let me go. But I'm just saying, you have to mantle. And who knows? When I ask for that double portion, I've thought of this, and I'm not, you take me, I ain't worthy to tie your shoes, but God could have heard that little bit. He's let me go preach.
Amen.
This year, been the Indian, Philippines, and all out west, just recent. But who knows? If I go back, God might have heard that. I know he heard it, but he might have given me a little bit of a request, that double portion. Oh, how we need that. We need it, we need it, we need it. Now, I'm telling you, I don't believe Elisha was any more sincere than I was, but I know one thing. I truly wanted it, and God's helped me. But anyway, this, and look here. I used the practice of the mantle. We done covered that, I guess, but Elisha's cover, he's going to see if it's going to work for him. And I can't help but believe that the devil didn't aggravate him. Say, look over there. There's them 50 preacher boys. Oh, but somewhere he got up enough grace, touch of God on him. He said, okay, Lord, here I come. And buddy, when that opened up, he may have looked up and said, go home, devil! It works!
Yeah.
Amen. But this was the very beginning of a lifelong ministry of Elisha. Oh, no regrets. Can you imagine a life of just watching God work?
Right.
I mean, I never get used to it. But Elisha received that double portion of Elijah's spirit, that mantle. And Elisha did twice the miracles. Took me a long time to find that last one, but I was reading there in 2 Kings 13, you know, and here comes the army, and they put a man, we had to bury him right quick. Put him in Elijah. The minute he touched the bones, poof!
Right.
Boy, I bet that's a scary time.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Don't you think it was?
Yes,
that might have got some attention. Some people might have got right over that.
Yeah. Amen.
To see that happen.
Right.
You said, do you believe that happened? I know it happened.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
But he had that touch of God. That's the last one still in his bones, but I jotted down a thing. I said, try to imagine all the things that Elisha got to experience just because he had that desire And God granted him that desire. Number one, the river dried up. I put the healing of the waters. And you, if you know the Bible, you know some of these. You know the valley with the ditches they dug? Well, and they thought it was, you know, the enemy thought his blood. Well, that's nothing. The widow's oil, we hear that preached on a lot. But oh, my. Give life back to the Shulamite woman. God did through him. Raised up that little boy. Healing of that poison pottage, you know. And I just jotted down some of them. I don't know where I probably missed some of them, but I know in 2 Kings, there in chapter 7, you know, said, by this time tomorrow, and they was eating dove's dung and boiling their babies. I mean, you talk about famine. But Elisha got a word for you, heard that little voice again, by this time tomorrow. And he wasn't afraid to proclaim it, by this time tomorrow. Told him what had happened. Oh, one man tried to make fun of him. He said, no, he said, you'll see it, but you'll never enjoy it. They trampled him to death. Boy, we ain't finishing the book. But anyhow, let me give you these and I'll hush. But the healing of, the healing of Naaman, that's another one. Elisha recovered that lost, that axe head. He just had to walk out there and say, where'd you lose it? Said it swam.
That's right.
Some Bibles, I know in Spanish, we was in language school, it says it floated. It floated. It come to the top, all right, but I believe it's a wiggling.
Amen.
How you going to swim any other way?
That's right.
Amen. It had that touch of God.
Amen.
Come forth. You believe that?
Yes, sir. Amen.
There it is, son. Get it. Anyway, and he had enough God on him to he could, old Ben Hadad, he'd just tell him what his plans was. There's a man of God in this town, the Bible says. Amen. But Elijah promised food by tomorrow there in Sim, able to predict the future. Go pour oil on old Jehu, you know. And I don't know. That young preacher, you know, when he looked out there and all that, he said, oh, he's scared to death. I don't know where Elisha even looked up or not. He said, son, Lord, open his eyes. That boy says, there's more that are with us than are with them. He's seen all them chariots. Horsemen, oh, my. More, oh. We just need to believe some things, I guess. And it, God hadn't changed, boy. All because Elisha chose to follow God in the will for his life. It's something he couldn't do. Money won't buy. Man can't give it to you. But I believe with all my heart, if we get hungry, that we can have it if we're willing to ask. Do you really want God's power? And I say that. Do I really want it? Are we willing to pay the price? Elisha went and got rid of all that 12 yoke and, you know, got rid of everything he had, I guess. I'm telling you, forsaking all. Holy follow the Lord.
Amen.
That's what, you know, I think about Joshua. Boy, he wanted that mountain. And he got it. Because he's willing to do it. And I want it, folk. Without faith, though, it's impossible to please him. Faith is forever. Flesh is going to fail you. Without faith, and I jotted this down, it's impossible to please God. It's impossible to prove God. It's impossible to pray to God. It's impossible to participate with God. It's impossible to progress and grow in knowledge with God. Oh, I pray. God, show us your hand. We need the power of God.
Amen.
I was preaching out west, and my son, Lamar, many of you know him. But every day nearly, not every day, but many days, he'll call me and say, Daddy, got a little poem here. I want to read it to you. He writes poems like he just gifted. And I mean some good ones. He got it. He's supposed to put them in a book for his mama last Christmas. I don't know if he didn't have the money or what, but I'd pay for them nearly if he would. He's got stacks of them. But here's one I believe will fit tonight. A spirit-filled preacher man. Dear man of God, you are a preacher. By the grace of God, you'll be a teacher. In all things, you are to evangelize. In the preaching of the word, specialize. Of all the things God has given to men, he chose one thing to deliver from sin. It is the preaching of the cross that God chose, how Christ died and how he arose. We settle for so many things that are inferior, thinking at the moment they are superior. Don't wait too late this truth to realize till your congregation spiritually dies. Oh, it may be numerically continuing to grow, but the fruit of the tree, the truth you will show. Hold fast to the pattern set forth in God's word. Don't give in to what man says needs to be heard. Don't simply settle for the dramatic production when God's work is only done through Holy Ghost unction. We soon will find out when before the judgment seat we stand, God chose to use a spirit-filled preacher man. Do you want it? I hope tonight, God, if you'd just put this in some hearts. God, there's no limit what we can do through the touch of God. I know it's him. It ain't us. But what's he got to use to work with except us? Amen. Go ye. That's every one of us. Amen. You're my legs, my arms, everything he's putting in our lap. And I'm just saying, if we want it, just remember, I don't know when God gave it to Elijah, but Elisha had to ask for it. He said, I want it. If we're hungry enough, God will give it to you. Thank you, preacher.